Welcome to the Pints and Polishing Podcast, the most informational and entertaining auto detailing podcast. Yeah. Hosted by Marshall Hill of Total Auto Solutions and DJ Patterson of Eco Green Mobile Detailing. Grab a pint and enjoy.
Hey, this was a super fun podcast. What do you think, Mr. Patterson?
I think it was great.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you love about it?
The 10% alcohol I got to drink.
And like you drank it.
No, I just had to.
Like drank it.
Don't start. This is not this time. Mm-hmm. Nope. Don't
you
go there.
Drank it.
How'd you think? Was it good?
You know, it was an hour and a half long.
It was an hour and 24 minutes long.
Hour and a half. And full of a lot of fun times. Paul stopped by.
Paul did stop by.
Yeah, Paul stopped by.
Paul stops by.
That was a lot of fun. Sarah from Wonderlust came on, and she is super fun.
Yeah, she was great.
Super fun. Really cool to hear her story. And listen, let everybody know up front, you have to listen because this is the ultimate green episode.
It's super green.
It's super green. We talk first just as humans. What do we think of all the different environmental stuff? Then we go into detailing. But, you know, I think some people would just naturally, they don't want to hear about environmentalism or green or something like that. And really, we just want to encourage, like when DJ, I, and Ben from Narwhal Trailers, you know, when we did the environmental discussion at MTE, we said, listen, we're not anywhere trying to attack people. Like, we're coming from a good place. And that's really what we want. Like, listen, there's so much going on that, I mean, it literally just, what can you do to at least even start thinking about our environment and our world and what we're doing to it?
Yeah.
So, really good times. So what's coming up this weekend?
It's a weekend, man. You know, Saturday, then you got Sunday. Saturday's the day, like, you know, do the fun stuff. And Sunday's like,
oh, my word, DJ.
Like, you know, ease into
DJ,
the week.
Oh, my word, DJ. Hey.
Why are you whispering to me?
Because I'm trying to talk to the people and, like, say, like, DJ, what's going on Saturday in Dallas? I should have been more specific.
Oh, okay, yeah. Saturday, if you head to Dallas, there'll be an IDA meet and greet.
There you go. Hey, that's awesome.
At Nick's.
Yeah, it's okay.
Shop.
Where do they find it? They could just go to theida.com.
The-ida.com. Go to events and boom. Or our Facebook page. We have a Facebook page there as well with all the events. And I like Facebook because you can get notified of the event coming up.
Oh, true.
If you hit interested, you'll never forget it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, interest. I always say interested if I want to like keep knowing about it. And it'll keep popping up. Hey, your
cool.
Event's coming up.
So there's the Saturday night at Nick's for the IDA meet and greet if you're down in the Dallas area. If you're also in the Dallas area, hey, there's a really cool event on Sunday night.
There's an event on Sunday night as well. There is.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool podcast put on this event again. The third one.
Yeah.
And it should be a good time.
Hey, we're doing a pint night in DFW.
Pint Night Dallas.
This is a little different, so this isn't like what we did at MTE and SEMA, where you just come and drink beer. Hey, listen, we're actually going to come, hang out, chill, do some actual podcasts with some detailers down in DFW. One of my passions, which DJ told me, hey, man, you should go around and, like, you love barbecue, so, and you love beer, like, you should, like, hang out with detailers and eat barbecue and drink beer. So that's what we're doing.
Good job.
So
man,
if you're down at DFW, come by, go check the Pints and Polishing events page for where it's at, and go down. And was supposed to be some really great barbecue. We're going to drink some beer. We're going to talk about detailing. We're going to talk about what we're eating. We're just going to hang out. It's going to be a good time. So that is Sunday night at 7:30. Like I said, go to the Facebook page for Pints and Polishing Podcast and check out the date. We're all there for the Southwest Car Wash Association. So everybody that hates on car washing, there's a lot of detailers that come from the car washing industry or are still active in the car washing industry. And so that's why the IDA is putting on an event. And then we are too, because it's one of the up and coming associations, the Southwest Car Wash Association. Hey, we hope that we'll see some of you out there.
Yeah. Marty will have a good time with you guys out there in Dallas.
Oh, DJ has officially denied his travel plans to come down to Dallas.
On the podcast.
On the podcast. Hey, the other cool thing about the podcast that you will get to is DJ has dethroned.
Whoa, whoa. No, no. They have to listen to the podcast because this is a huge.
It is a big deal.
This is a big deal that you do not drop that in the intro. Because I'm even still kind of like, should I go cut it out? I don't know if I should have said it. Like, I'm dead serious, man. This is ridiculous.
DJ.
No, 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 no.
Has.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the Pints and Polishing Podcast. Mr. Patterson.
Mr. Hill, what's up?
Oh, you know, as Sarah said, living the dream.
Living the dream, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, so Sarah, thank you from, I think we mispronounced it. We called it Wanderlust, but
Me or you?
Me. Pronounced it Wanderlust, but it's, say it for us.
It's Wanderlust, you know.
Okay.
It's just with an
A, so. Gotcha.
Did you step away from your phone a little bit? Because now we don't get you on the phone so great.
She's too live, man.
Too live? All right, well, hey, so Sarah, introduce yourself, tell us who you are, and we just figured out the name of your business. I was correct for the first time in my life. Woo!
You were kind of hesitant, though.
I was definitely hesitant.
It was a little iffy.
I was. Hey, so tell us who you are.
Well, my name's Sarah Coleman.
No, we don't hear you at all. There we go.
All right, so my name is Sarah.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Hold on. We'll get it right.
We don't get you at all from the phone.
Yeah.
Let's try this.
Boom!
Hey. Nice.
It's like a trap phone. Like,
yeah. I'm just going to take that off a speaker and go for it.
Hey, start over.
And hold you. Wait, what?
I don't know. We can try it for sure.
Yeah, it's not. If you don't want to hold the phone, is that right? Like, yeah, try it real quick. But the speakerphone... Speakerphone definitely didn't work.
Definitely did not work. It's not good.
So the gangster hold was.
You want to grab your. Though. What are you going to do?
Yeah, my best friend's grabbing them for me right now.
Okay. Okay. That's what's up.
But until then.
Until then.
Well, no, we stopped recording.
Oh, good. Perfect.
Yeah, because it was so bad.
All right.
Look at you.
Guys.
Yeah. Keep talking.
Good.
Keep talking. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Let me put this up so people.
How?
I don't know. Yeah, we can't do that.
There we go.
I don't know. Okay.
It's working.
It's working.
I'm gonna talk into the beer.
Talking to the beer. All right. So, are we ready to go?
We are ready to go. In 3, 2.
Welcome to the Pints and Polishing Podcast. Hey, Mr. Patterson.
What up?
Hey. I think I got the name right this time for our special guest.
Yeah, let's try it.
You want me to go or are you going?
You should go.
I'm going to go?
Yep.
All right. It's Sarah from Wanderlust Detail.
How's it spelled, though?
Spelled with an A, not an O.
Ah. Different.
Sarah, hey, welcome.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us who you are. Currently?
Currently, yes. Currently. Never know what could happen in the future, man. Someone may want to come buy me out for millions of doll hairs, and I'll say yes, and I'll just be a polisher. Who knows?
Millions of what'd you say?
Doll hairs.
Doll hairs.
Doll hairs. Nice. So, what beer did you choose? You chose a beer pretty significant for you. So tell us about the beer you chose.
I chose today Screaming Reels IPA.
Yeah, we're getting a bunch of echo.
Sorry. Let's see.
I think it's from her side.
Yeah, will you turn your
Turn
all your devices.
Turn all your devices down except for your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Perfect.
Great.
Sorry. Let's keep rolling.
Yeah, we're good. All right, so you chose a beer. Tell us again.
Yeah, I chose Screaming Reels IPA. It's by a brewery that's located in Delray Beach,
Florida called Saltwater Brewery.
Oh, where'd they go?
It went up here. It was really awkward watching the beer like this.
Yeah.
It's like I'm like at eye level with it. So
No, the lid. I took off the lid and put it, those little...
Oh, it's right over there.
Oh, we moved it. So tell us why you chose that beer.
Well, as you guys know, a big issue on our beautiful planet right now, unfortunately, is pollution. And plastic is a huge issue. And most beers that you buy canned beers, they're held together with drinks that are made from plastic, right? And then that plastic gets loose in the ocean and, you know, seabirds consume it, marine life consumes it. Just, it's a terrible, tragic mess. I obviously love sea turtles, as you guys can see from the background.
Yeah,
I see the sea turtle.
Nice. That's a dad joke right there. That is a dad joke right there.
Oh, man, I got like another 10, 12 years to go before
yeah.
we get into parenting jokes.
How old are you?
28.
Oh. I was going for much like a 22, 23.
Yeah. It's the energy. It's the energy that you bring. Yeah. It's like, man, where do you get all the energy?
And it must be the healthy living, too.
Ah.
Yeah. Super healthy living. All this fried chicken and collard greens.
Woo! Now we're talking.
That's what's up.
Now we are talking.
But yeah, so the cool thing about this this company is these rings are actually biodegradable and they're edible for marine life. So if a turtle were to get their jaws on this, they're not going to suffocate and die. If seabirds get their jaws on this, they're going to be okay.
I think she said
it's really, really cool.
Sea turtles get to eat edibles.
Oh.
In that case,
did you really just try and eat that?
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, to them at least it's better than plastic. You're right. So we tried, right? So I went to the liquor store that we always go to. We tried. We was like, hey, is there anything remotely like that in Oklahoma? Like, is there any, like...
Well, you saved two by getting a four-pack, though. I mean, too short of we would waste.
So there was no... there was nothing. I said, is there even anything organic? Do you have anything, like, organic? Like, anything that we could be kind of greenish? They're like, no. So we went with something special to DJ because his grandparents' last name is...
Payne. But it's spelled better.
And they used to tell him when he messed up and he was a little naughty boy, they're like, you better watch out, I'm gonna bring the pain.
No, they were white. They weren't black grandparents.
That was a white thing. That was like a wrestler bringing the pain.
Oh, it wasn't like, I thought you meant like,
no, not like gangster.
I'm about to whoop that ass. No. Okay. No, yeah, that's exactly
like,
why.
That was like back in the WWF days, like bringing the pain. No?
Moving on.
Okay. Payne County, which is here in Oklahoma, and they have an Imperial IPA, which basically I think we have understood that means they put malt like double the hops, maybe even triple. They just put a lot more stuff in the beer. We're not beer nerds enough to know what exactly it means, even though we have a beer podcast.
Yeah.
That would be the time that DJ would normally make fun of me for not knowing.
Yeah.
But...
there's Google right in front of me, though.
There is. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure Imperial means they just add a lot more of everything to it. And it's from Iron Monk. So we went with a local brewery, and so far so good. So far so good. We were a little surprised. Anyway, for anybody that's listening, whether you're live, whether you're watching it on YouTube, which we're going to start throwing everything onto YouTube, thanks to Mr. Patterson.
Oh.
The crowd goes, wow, wow, wow. We are going to get super green, right? This is definitely a green environmental type podcast today. We're gonna go super green, and we brought the queen of green on.
Queen of green,
Sarah.
I like that.
Yeah,
the queen. Of, yeah, you're gonna
queen
use it.
Of green. That's dope.
You're gonna use it. She's gonna keep it.
4%. Nailed it.
4%.
4%. All right, so DJ, let's hop right in. So anyway, like if you're not green and people don't care, what should they do?
Keep listening.
Keep listening.
Yeah, keep listening.
Keep listening.
But no negativity. I don't want to hear any of these negative comments about, oh, well, you know, we're already screwed, or, you know, what's the point of doing this because we're already at a certain point. This is meant to be informative and, you know, to have
fun.
So leave all that negative shit out of here. We don't need that.
Yeah, we're screwed.
The negativity is fun, though. We get to, like, have these rebuttals and...
I didn't realize how screwed we were, honestly.
You just like being screwed in general, though.
Oh, yeah. It's the best. Let's think non-detailing, though, right? Let's jump into this from the aspect of we're humans, right? Sarah, I know you're big on being a good human. There's definitely a lot of average or mediocre, but we're staying positive, so, right? Don't go there. Anyway, let's think of it from a human aspect. DJ, think back to the first memory you had when you thought, maybe I should recycle this, or, hey, maybe I should use this instead of that. Thinking green-wise, like not detailing, just as a human being. Do you remember your first memory?
I do not remember my first memory, but I do know that was always inside of me when people would, like, litter, that really bugged me. So that'd probably be more in line with seeing people litter and just getting kind of irritated about it. I'd kind of pick up trash randomly, just, I don't know, it just always in me to preserve the environment, I guess you can say. But as far as recycling goes, no, I was raised, we just threw it all in the trash and that was it, so.
Oh, I mean, that's the way most of us are.
When being green really clicked is like year two of my business of Eco Green.
Yeah, so business made you think more personally what you should do as a human.
That's correct. Because originally I got into detailing and was waterless only for the convenience. I didn't care what it was doing for the environment until one day I had a light bulb go off. I'm like, oh.
We're not talking detailing.
Let's start over.
I cut you off, but I didn't want you to keep rolling because that's rolling, later man. In the segments.
I jumped the gun.
You did. You jumped early. For me, it was really kind of funny. So we're talking freshman. Yeah, it would have been freshman year of high school. So this has been 1992.
That was a long time ago.
Were you really?
that's like 24 years, yeah. 26
so
years.
So I would have been 15, 15 or 14, maybe 14 going on 15. And I mowed lawns. That's what I did in like middle school, did it in through all the way through high school. But it was winter and I needed some cash. And so I went and got a job at with the grocery store still there.
You'd be the worst employee ever.
Oh, I was. I was horrible. And I went and got a job bagging groceries. And at that point in time, there was a little bit of a green movement that had just started. Those of you that are old like me, you might remember back in the 90s, there was this big push of paper versus plastic. Plastic bags started coming out, and it was a big environmental push that you could be green if you used plastic instead of paper because it saved trees.
Oh.
And I would have to ask that. Never even thought about it, but then I'm sitting there bagging people's groceries, so I had to ask them, do you want paper versus plastic? And I remember the times that they would say plastic, I'd be like, yeah, man. Way to go. Be green. Like, oh, I was excited for him.
Is that when you had hair?
And I had hair.
Long blonde hair.
No, high school, man. It was like...
buzz cut?
And I had like that comb over.
Oh, my God.
That big comb over wave. Oh, years before that, we used to sit there with hairspray and a blow dryer. And you would... I had a buddy named Curtis Ray, who we still stay in contact through Facebook. And we would sit there, and you would blow dry this big giant wave and then hairspray it so that it lasted. And you had...
You've got to be kidding me.
No. You literally... That literally was like late 80s, early 90s, and you drew this big wave of your hair, and then it came over.
That's ridiculous. Oh. I was going to say that, yeah. Yeah.
Who?
Johnny Bravo.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Too old.
Hey, man.
That's the way it goes. So that was my first, like, oh, cool. Doing something good for the environment. I'm helping people use plastic bags instead of paper.
I wonder how many aluminum cans you wasted, though, from the hairspray.
Right?
Real green, Marty.
Well, or they were plastic bottles with pump sprayers. Yeah. What about you, Sarah? Like, when did you always just, you just came out being green? Or, like, what?
Okay, so, yeah, no.
I mean, you're the queen of green.
And so for Facebook, because you guys can't hear the conversation that's going on, they asked when it hit for me, if I came out the womb green, and I may have, I don't really know.
See, there we go.
Like skin tone, maybe.
Nailed it.
You know?
Nailed it. I'm two for two.
I remember very clearly, I went to Montessori up until fourth grade. So all the way I finished up my third grade year. And what? Then in fourth grade, I went to a private school after that.
Montessori, what's that?
Montessori, it's like a, I don't want to say it's private, but it's more like a private educational system, but it's a very hands-on learning. So if I, you know, you take notes in class and then, in 3 days, the teacher is going to test you. Everything right. was very hands-on.
So that's school right by your house, Riverfield?
It's like Riverfield. Okay.
But I remember I went to Montessori, and it was in a pretty prestigious area here in Tampa. It was down in Soho, South Howard area. So there's a lot of money down there. And I remember seeing all these kids' parents picking them up in these, like, and like the new big-ass Yukons and Denalis and shit. And I just thought they looked so cool, right? And of course, like, all the kids' parents had. So my mom, still to this day, but growing up, she's always been very active. She's a huge cyclist. She's a swimmer. She does yoga. She runs every day. She just always has a bunch of stuff with her, too.
Does she wear tights like DJ?
When she's cycling? If she's an actual cycler, then yeah, she wears
tights. She wears tights like DJ?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
full on tights.
Because like, she's riding a freaking road bike.
Full on tights, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you do when you ride a road bike.
Not be in pain in your genitals because it still hurts like hell. Yeah, she wears those shorts. For sure. There's not a lot of padding in there.
DJ.
Nate, no negativity on this podcast, okay? You said no negativity. You're bringing negative shit on here right now, all right? You just asked the question, does your mom wear them or does she not wear them? Yes or no question. Okay, it doesn't matter. She looks legit, too. Your shorts would be sweaty and so would your t-shirt. So it's just wicking it all for her. It's better.
Right.
We smell less.
My biking shorts seem to do.
I pulled to Marty's house the other day and he's like, you're really wearing that shit. I'm like, yeah, I'm riding my road bike. Get the door.
Hey, it's Paul.
Open the door.
Oh, who locked the door?
See, we chase a lot of squirrels in this podcast,
DJ,
so we'll get
DJ
back on.
Trying to keep the riprap down.
I know, right?
Y'all, what's up?
Hey, it's Paul. Now, take a seat, man.
How y'all doing?
Man, we're doing good.
Good deal.
Paul is Paul's our neighbor,
dude.
Oh, it's got all that stuff in it.
There's a chair right there.
Okay, I'll go grab. Paul's our neighbor. Here at the warehouse, and he stops by every once in a while to say hi during the podcast. So, thanks, Paul. Welcome.
Hey, you're welcome. I just say hi. Bring my beer over.
One beer.
Paul, so this is Sarah. Sarah is from Tampa. She's with Wanderlust Detailing, and she is the queen of green.
She's the queen of green.
Queen of green.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
You're going to love Paul. Paul does a lot for the environment.
No negativity. No negativity, you promise. All right. Paul, what do you do?
Paul, tell us about what you do.
Okay. All right. So I do network security for small businesses. And then I also do natural gas revenue accounting. So, you know, anything from the wellhead forward. But, you know, natural gas is pretty clean, right?
Oh, yeah, man. Y'all don't do any negative to the environment, man. You guys are completely 100%.
He's clean, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm an accountant.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Cheers, Paul.
Cheers.
Paul, what are you drinking?
Hey, you know what?
I just put
this on tap. It's the Cabin Boys Kolsch. Ooh. And I don't know if you tried it, but.
Yeah, I have.
That is the first pour out of it.
Ah, so good. Cabin Boys is another local brewery here, and they haven't made a beer that I didn't like. Always have incredible beers.
Absolutely. Yeah, Cabin Boys and then Renaissance has great beers as well.
True. Okay, sorry. Paul just stopped him. Keep going.
Yeah, no, right.
Told you to pick up. So in third grade, you said assholes, and she was cool with it.
I mean, people ask me if I kiss my mama with this mouth, and I'll tell anybody she gave it to me.
Oh.
So,
nice.
It is what it is.
She might not have come out green, but she came out like a sailor, huh?
That's right.
A green sailor.
A green sailor.
Perfect.
A green sailor.
It's getting better.
So, Paul, what we're talking about is the first memory that we have of thinking somewhat green. Mine was back in the early 90s when we started going paper versus plastic.
Okay.
You remember that, right?
We were
saving trees by going plastic.
Yeah, but the problem was I never knew which one I was supposed to do because, you know, plastic is recyclable, you know, but paper's a natural resource, right?
So can you think of an early memory, like... You no, but that was the theory. No, but that was. She said, "I think you made a negative comment." Is what you did.
Are you being a hypocrite?
I thought we got her on. I thought you said, "Oh, I doubt that," or something like about plastic being recycled. But can you think of the first memory that you had where you went, maybe I should use this product instead of this, or maybe I should recycle that, like? What, do you remember the first thing that kind of came in your mind?
You know, I mean, probably with cleaning products, you know, using natural cleaning products rather than all the harsh chemicals.
Oh, okay.
You know, and then also, you know, I had a garden and you know, I didn't want to use, you know, all the pesticides on them. So what I would do is I would plant the, you know, the flowers that were, that would help keep the bugs away and things like that.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah. So, I mean, that was probably my first real foray into it. I mean... But, you know, I'm all about it. I've seen estimates that, you know, in 2023, what is it, 40% of the new car sold are going to be electric. I mean, you know, so I'm all about that. If I thought we could stick solar panels up here, I'd be down for it.
Yeah. Well, and solar panels definitely make sense for, I mean...
Cars.
Reducing the amount of money we spend. Like, the amount that you could save off of electricity, it just makes sense, you know. So, I get it, too, from a financial aspect.
Here's what I think is very interesting, which is why I brought up that story, is, you know, as, you know, Sarah, you and I connected through, you know, some plastic reduction stuff that we're trying to do, and seeing the way our industry is, not just our industry, but so many industries use plastic. I think in the 50s, it was pronounced as like the product of the future today. And you could do so much with plastic versus what they used to have, right? And plastic dramatically has changed our culture, changed our society. And then we started being conditioned into it, that it became the norm. Mm. And now I think, which is what you were talking about a second ago, Sarah, where you're like, I don't want to say that we're too late. Well, there's a lot of people that are saying we're too late. That there's so much plastic, and if we don't do something now, that you compound that over the next years, the next decade, like the next, not century, but, you know, the next generation. And I think, what's the stat that by 2050, there'll be more plastic in the ocean than there is fish?
Well, yeah, there's going to be far more plastic in the ocean at that point than there are fish. I mean, and hopefully we can change that, you know, but that's the prediction. And unfortunately, you know, with more and more reports coming out, I mean, these reports are coming out almost monthly now. It seems like things are kind of getting cut shorter and shorter, which is worrisome, very, very worrisome.
Well,
good.
Well, something else happened, you know, during that same period as plastic became more prevalent. You know, another thing that happened is it became a disposable society. So people didn't fix things anymore.
Ah.
You know, and if you had a nice stainless steel something or whatever, you know, you would fix it, right? But now you have plastic, it's more disposable, it's cheaper, and you throw it away.
And so because it was cheaper, it cost less, right. And you could just go get another one.
Right, exactly.
As opposed to going to the trouble of fixing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, makes...
So, I mean, that would be part of the conditioning of how we got conditioned into it.
Absolutely.
It's you old people.
That's us old people. Well, that's all you got. So you remember, I mean...
I'm the oldest one.
Trying to fix it, you guys messed it up for us.
So who doesn't remember? I mean, tell me if you don't remember when plastic water bottles became a thing. Like, when plastic water bottles first came out, it was something that only elite or people that would spend that kind of money on water. Like, right. It was new. The average person did not buy a water bottle.
No, you drank out of a hose.
Yes.
I mean, you know.
Or the faucet with a cup.
I know, right?
Like, you did not buy a water bottle, like a plastic water bottle from the grocery store or the gas station. You didn't. But that is the, I mean, my mom now goes and buys these big cases of water, and she drinks it, and then she throws it in the recycle, and we think, because we've been conditioned, that you put that into the recycling bin, it gets recycled. But as I think you know, Sarah, I'm hearing 75, I'm hearing 90. What percentage do you hear for how much of that plastic that we put into recycle that we think is getting recycled actually gets recycled?
I think the numbers are close to about 20-25% of things that are actually getting recycled.
Yeah, so 75 to 90 are not getting. So you're saying 25 are. Yeah, so that goes in the same way.
And then it goes where, though?
It goes into our landfills.
Or.
And then what happens, or on the side of the road, or in the ocean, or in the rivers, or in the lakes, or in our retention.
So I guess
the
question,
or in our yards.
Do more plastics that get recycled go into the oceans or landfills?
I would say it probably depends on where you live, right? I mean, ours go right out there to Owosso, into that big giant landfill.
Okay,
right?
My question is,
but for somebody that's by the coast, I'm sure it gets tossed, what she says, tossed on the road, which goes to a stream, which then makes its way out to the river.
That littering, though, but actual recycling on the coast?
So recycling, so from that, I think I talked to you about it. I watched this 2020 series on plastics. And that was the number that I got, that 90% don't ever get recycled. They show that throwing it into the bin, and it goes into this big factory that, you know, ciphers through the plastics. And they said that we don't have a way here of actually recycling plastics in the U.S. And so it was getting, they went, then there's this place over in California that literally is this factory of just compacting all these plastics down. They get put on a ship, and for years it was getting shipped to China. Because China had a will. He said, well, we ship it to the places that will take it, that we can pay them to take it, which is usually Southeast Asia, right? So here's the funny part, is then we say that we're recycling,
And then we see that big giant landfill out in the ocean. What's it called?
The Great Pacific Patch.
The Great Pacific Patch. And the majority of all that comes from Southeast Asia. So who's really making the Great Patch? Us, putting it on a boat and sending it there.
They send it back.
And then they let it go into the water, which goes into the Great Pacific Patch. And that's really us doing it.
That's our justification.
Yeah. Well, but we think that when we put it in the recycle, it's getting recycled. Right.
That's fascinating because the guy that's coming over to play pool tonight, I've been friends with him for 30 plus years, right? And he worked down at PolyAmerica in Dallas. They manufacture trash bags, right? And so that was my first real exposure to any type of plastics manufacturing.
That's cool.
And, you know, and they were saying that they were getting recycled pellets and stuff that were coming in. But if only 20% of what you throw in a recycle bin is getting recycled,
then you got it. Yeah. So, I mean, there's some cool ways. Have you seen there's some countries that are coming out with some different stuff where, like, they're using plastics and putting it in concrete or putting it in to make roads better. I mean, there's other countries that are using plastics differently. Yeah.
There are a lot of countries, unfortunately, aside from the United States, who are doing any and everything in their power to make sure that, you know, we can have a good, healthy future for the next, obviously our generations now, but especially for the generations below us. And it's really unfortunate that for whatever reason, America we're not on board like a lot of these other countries are. I mean, even as you know, Marty, look at Mexico. I mean, they're coming out with innovative ways left and right to try, even though they may not be making spray bottles yet, you know, they're trying to come up with other ways instead of having the plastic bags or having, you know, plastic bottle caps, things like that. They're making them from avocado seeds and natural fibers.
Yeah.
And I mean, and I was reading an article about in the UK, I mean, it's like within the next like 4 years, they're not even going to allow single use at all in that country, which I mean,
that's big.
That's huge. It's huge. And you look at the issue that Australia is having with that big leak that they're having. I think it was from one of their bays. They just had a huge leak. I believe it was from their stormwater. That's going out into the Great Barrier Reef, and what's going to happen? You know, all that pollution is obviously going to musk over the reef. We have to have that reef to be sustainable. We have to. And a lot of people don't realize. I mean, you know, when you flush certain things down the toilet, or you know, you just throw your black and mild wrapper out the window, or whatever it is. It all goes somewhere, you know.
What'd you use that black and mild wrapper for?
No, you don't.
Dude, I picked up probably 100 of them today, like literally just in front of one business plaza. And I'll show you guys that when we start to wrap things up, what 15 minutes of pickup can do for your local area for this world. But I mean, I picked up so many of them, and I mean, you know, the other cigar companies, White Owl, Gate. They were everywhere. I get people like to tote, but y'all, you can make things out of these wrappers. I mean, at one point, like 4 or 5 years ago when I was in college, I made this table cover out of different cigar wrappers, and I made it out of like a really cool different pattern. And when people came over, they were like, oh, that table's dope.
dope because dope, the rapper for you.
That's dope. Oh, man. DJ with the dad joke, too. Nailed it. Cheers to DJ for another dad joke.
I know.
If I had more beer.
Oh, go grab a beer.
That's just bad luck.
You know what I mean? I'll go grab a beer.
You want me to get for you one?
No, we got some. We're drinking this Iron Monk from...
I like Iron Monk.
Yeah, the Imperial IPA.
Yeah, sure.
So it's good.
From Stillwater.
So, Paul, being from the gas, the oil side...
Right. Can I ask you a question? Well, go ahead and I'll...
Yeah, go ahead. So, do you think, as Sarah's talking about, you know, these other countries are all doing so much... Right, maybe my theory is that, you know, there's so much oil and gas involved with plastics. Do you think that we're conditioned into the way we are because of the oil and gas companies?
All right, so here's my take on it, right? So I think that we are clearly transitioning out of fossil fuels, right? I mean, if that's going to happen, you know, people may go kicking and screaming into it, but it is happening. And So I don't know that we're conditioned because of the oil and gas to use the plastics, but you know, I think it's just a byproduct. I think that, you know, the oil and gas industries are benefiting from it, but you know, natural gas right now is so low that, you know, most of my clients are struggling. I mean, it's just, you know, it's not there's so much natural gas available right now. You know, the supplies out there.
Okay. What was the question you said?
Okay, the question I had. So there's a lot of discussion about straws, plastic straws, right? You know, single-use straws. And, you know, okay, we do paper straws.
Speaking of turtles, wasn't the first one that, wasn't the big photo, wasn't the one that made plastic straws so big, wasn't there a turtle with the straw stuck in its nose?
Yeah, and that, I can't remember the biologist's name to save my life.
Sorry, that's just what makes. She's a big turtle fan, and so she's got those turtles back.
I can't tell.
I see that.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. So no, wait, anyway,
no, you see straws,
is that a straw in that turtle?
So anyway.
So all right. So with all of the discussion about that, right? And so, I mean, first of all, I mean, is that a valid deal? Because I mean, I don't know how many straws are used. And secondly, I just heard that someone's making straws out of something that actually feed the turtles instead of you know, harming them.
No, he is correct. I'm going to pull up the name.
I am correct.
Yeah.
Cheers to Paul.
Yeah, Paul. Woo!
That sounded like extra credit right there.
It's a company based in Mexico.
Right.
It's the same company who made the ranks for this beer that I'm drinking. I can't pronounce the name. Entelequia? I don't speak Spanish, you guys. I'm so sorry.
What?
But it's a company who's teamed up with another recycling company called TerraCycle. TerraCycle. TerraCycle is an awesome company. Duvong, you guys, I mean, they have all these different programs that are set up worldwide. The name of the company, to break it down, so I guess a lot of people have an issue saying it in Spanish, possibly, E6PR. So you can just literally Google E6PR. And yes, bamboo straws, for you who just said it on Instagram Live, bamboo straws are awesome. They are biodegradable. Once you get tired of them, if you want to be an asshole and just, like, throw it out the window, I guess that's better than plastic. Like I said, they're biodegradable. There's no, like, clear coat or paint or anything on them. So, yes, you were right. They'd be strong.
So, and I think sort of maybe where Paul comes from, and he...
He comes from next door, right? Is that number three?
DJ's killing What I'm saying is, Paul, maybe where you come from is, I think there's got to be some, there's a little bit, especially through the Midwest. I mean, and in Oklahoma, we're not really, we try and think that we have some greenish to us, but we're not. Like, we're really not. And I think maybe there's a little bit of us.
Well, there's more green now that we passed medical marijuana.
Yes!
Everybody's growing it, right? We're the greenest state ever.
All around.
We're not the greenest state yet.
Boy, they are popping up like crazy.
They are. I have a buddy that got a grow license, and then also he's doing a dispensary, and I mean, he's tearing it up.
Yeah.
What's his name?
So,
I mean, if Green Country Bud.
What I was going to say is there's somewhat a little bit in us that we ultimately, as Oklahomans and through the Midwest, there's a lot of just ingrained in us, we don't care. Like you said, what's the big deal about a plastic straw? And for us, that was part of the conditioning part. I never thought maybe I should not use this straw. We always taught to use the straw because you didn't know how they washed the cup.
Right, right.
It's much safer to drink out of a straw than from the cup.
And how are you going to drink out of those, you know, those milk containers, you know?
The ones you got
a little paper.
Yeah, those suck horribly.
So I mean, straws have just been ingrained in us, and through the Midwest, we don't see turtles. We don't see that kind of stuff. Go for it.
Sea turtles.
And so I could see that there's part of us that we just there's naturally just ingrained in us not to really be concerned about it. Which is interesting why you brought up the straws because straws have become such a major deal.
Right.
I think it's more bamboo stuff, and there's a lot of people coming out with different alternatives. But, okay, so let's move on from human greenness to let's go into detailing greenness.
All right. I'm going to go.
Oh, that's your
guys,
cue.
That's my cue right there.
Thanks, Paul.
It was nice to meet you.
See you, man.
All right. You guys have fun.
Yep.
Great to meet you. I hope everything works out.
Paul, thanks for stopping by, man.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. Always. Come on over after y'all
finish. Thank you for doing your part, Paul. I appreciate it.
All right, you bet.
That was a smart-ass comment. All that negativity.
Yeah, she said she'd be nice.
That was positive reinforcement, Paul.
Ah.
Positive reinforcement.
That's a smart dad joke.
Yeah. All right, so let's go into detailing-wise. Sarah, give us just a short background. What got you into detailing, and how long you've been going, and your business, and all that?
Well, truthfully, what got me into detailing
Yes, please, truthfully.
Marty wants you to tell the truth.
Yes. Prior to where I'm at right now, and I honestly hit rock bottom in my life. Everything was corny shit. People that I cared about left and right, I felt like were unfortunately passing away. Shit was just going south with the business. Shit was going south in my personal life. And I had a friend who had another friend who needed someone to help them part-time with car detailing. So I was like, well, shit.
What was your other business?
I actually owned a hookah business. Like hookah, you know, stuff that you... Yeah.
Like a retail store? Like a place where people could come smoke? Or you just sold the hookah?
No, so I had an e-commerce business where I sold hookahs that I made myself out of recycled liquor bottles and wine bottles.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been into this for a while. And then I had a hookah catering business where locally in Tampa, I would go set up at different bars, clubs, restaurants, private parties. I did a private event for the Denver Broncos. I mean, I've done a lot of different events, and I would bring in my little liquor bottle hookahs, and I would sell them for an outrageous price, and people would buy them and smoke them and get wasted and have a great time, and it was awesome. But of course, you know, unfortunately, it came to a halt because Hennessy and Moet did not like that I was using their trash as, you know, as something that other people could... Again, reuse, guys, not just recycle, because I got these out of the dumpster, not even recycling bins. I got them out of trash bins, and I would remake things out of them. And, you know, some companies didn't like that, and that was cool, so I stopped. Well, I stopped as mass as I was doing, and I definitely don't do that with their bottles anymore. But, so I hit rock bottom. I had a friend of a friend who needed help. With detailing, I was like,
all right, hold on. Sales plugs. So if somebody wants to get one of those now, can they get one?
Yeah, they sure can. I have a whole bunch of them behind me up here on the shelf.
What's your...
I will not sell Hennessy or Moet.
Do you have a website where people can go?
Just DM me. We'll take care of things.
Just
slide
in there. Just slide up in there.
Slide in there. And
this one, it was at some point, it used to light up, the battery's dead. But yeah, we made, you know,
a solar panel on it.
Again, just as a little side hustle.
Cool.
But I'm not trying to get in trouble by anybody or piss off the big guys, so
So somebody needed some help, you went over to help them, and it just stuck, huh?
Yeah, and I of course saw the pros and cons of how that individual was operating their business, and I saw what a moneymaker it was. And it was something that I just really enjoyed doing. And then as time went on, one of my buddies who worked for Maserati Alfa Romeo St. Petersburg sent me a text and said, hey, are you still detailing cars? I said, I sure am, and I'm looking for other work if you got it. And he said, well, we're actually hiring for a detailer if you're interested. I was like, oh, shit, Maserati and Alfa Romeo, God, like, of course, I'm it. So, thankfully, they hired me, and I fell even more in love. How could you not? Working on Ferraris and, you know, Maseratis, Alfa Romeos, and a buddy of mine.
Hey, DJ, how many years did it take for you to get to work on one of those?
It took a while.
It took a while.
No, it took a long while.
She's from Tampa.
I've got a long story from when I first...
Flowing like
yeah,
crazy.
Literally.
Turnover rate in the dealerships here is pretty high.
I don't think it's any different here.
So, it's the same there?
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've heard from various people, it can be hit or miss for sure when it comes to some dealerships. But I loved where I worked. I loved the facility. I loved my managers. I loved everything about it. But, A, I wasn't making enough cheddar. I wasn't making any money. I was commuting about 4 hours a day total driving.
Ugh.
It was about an hour and a half to 2 hours in the morning to drive 27 miles. And the same to get home. If not long, there were days it took me 3.5 hours to get home from work.
And it stuck, and you went with it. You loved everything about it. And so at what point you went to work for them, and then what point did you say, okay, I'm going to do my own business?
It took a lot of contemplating. I was scared.
Sure.
Because honestly, being a female in this industry, as a lot of people probably know, it's not easy. A lot of people don't take me seriously. They don't think I know what I'm doing. So I waited until I really built up that clientele, and I actually started like a little recycling program at Maserati in Alfa Romeo. I would use our 5 gallon buckets, and I would label them aluminum or plastic bottles.
Nice.
And I was trying to enforce that. And as more and more time went on, because we were right off the beach, that dealership was, and when I would get off work to avoid sitting in traffic, I would go off Gandy Boulevard and I would pick up trash. And I thought one day, I was like, well, shit, man, what if I can just charge enough money, for my details, and then be able to spend like an hour after each detail or 2 hours after each detail to go pick up trash. And it took probably like 4 or 5 months of me contemplating, and finally my best friend, Cameron, who was like, dude, just if you're going to do it, just do it. You know, what are you afraid of? You know,
and you just jumped, huh?
Businesses before this, and, you know, you've got this. You know so many people. You have connections. You'll be fine. And sure as shit, I just woke up one morning. Literally, it was like that. I just woke up, and I was like, I'm quitting today.
Done.
And I
walked
into my manager's office, who's still to this day one of my dearest friends.
Awesome. Probably a really cool story.
He's so supportive of me still. He sends me a shit ton of clients from the dealership. They all do. They're all awesome, but I told him what I wanted to do, and I was like, listen, I want to help save the planet while cleaning cars. And he was like, you go, girl. You do this, and I'll support you no matter what. And
cool.
So I left corporate America, and here I am trying to figure shit out. It's fun.
Nice. And how long ago was that?
I left in January of 2018.
So congratulations on your one-year anniversary.
Yeah. Cheers to 1 year.
Hey, cheers to 1 year.
Cheers.
1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
But I would say in Florida, because our summers come a lot earlier than it does in other places.
I'm sorry, that really sucks.
Yeah, jeez. Who wouldn't want extra sun?
Real sorry about that one.
Yeah. Jeez. Oh, summer comes early. We don't have 20-degree weather.
Twenty degrees.
Mm-hmm. Do I want to say it a third time?
Yeah, it storms every day here.
For like what? For like 5 minutes, and it's not a storm.
And
it's
like blue skies.
It's like water
like
cooling
degrees.
You down off of
yeah,
all.
Like,
it just cools you down
it's
a little
so
bit.
So rough in Florida.
Okay. You come to Oklahoma.
Yeah, yeah.
You come to work in Oklahoma
you
for 1 week
on
with
over
us.
Here in August,
and you'll be running back. Like,
yeah.
Next flight back to Florida, you'll go.
I'm not going to Oklahoma.
I know. Because it's like a death trap.
Yeah, don't come.
Yeah, I
don't come.
Denver next week, and I'm tripping out over this.
Oh, no.
The weather, and it's like 36 degrees.
That's
yeah.
Normal for us. That's our high lately.
Yeah, but. No. But Denver, hey, Denver will be good. It's a dry humidity, and the 36 doesn't feel like they're. But
that's,
if you stop here at 36, it would feel like 24 to 20.
Yeah.
Like the humidity just makes it so much worse. And Denver, you'll be fine. Denver's beautiful.
Denver is beautiful.
Yeah.
I've only gone not during this time of the year, like when they don't have snow. So we'll see how I like it.
Oh, you'll love it. You'll love it. Hey, so tell us a little bit about the beer you got. Tell us the flavors, you know, like you drink it, what do you taste, all that good stuff. Remind us who it is.
Well, I can have what I taste. I mean, I taste beer. I'm not a beer connoisseur. It all tastes, I mean, IPAs generally, it all kind of tastes the same to me, I feel. Kind of strong. That's
kind
what
of strong.
I feel, a little bit of hit in the chest, you know.
What does it say?
I like it.
does the can list any of like IBUs or does it list the alcohol volume or anything like that?
Alcohol volume is high. 7% alcohol volume, 75 IBUs.
Ooh, yeah, the 75 IBUs is high. I don't. That's, this one doesn't list its IBUs. Yeah, it does. I don't think it does.
It's on the no, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. It just lists the 10-point alcohol by volume. DJ, what do you taste? I mean, I think we were both expecting a pretty harsh.
I was expecting a dark, harsh, like, I don't know, just, what? I was thinking Imperial Stout is what you got. No, I was expecting something a lot heavier.
Yeah, I was thinking a lot more pine that, you know, traditionally we're not connoisseurs either, but we just like to talk about what we taste. You know, maybe we don't know all the cool terms, but I traditionally, when I drink an IPA, I go, ooh, like it's really piney, right?
Sure.
And I don't like the bitter and the pine. You kind of like let that slide because it's got usually your IPAs and definitely your doubles or your Imperials. I mean, 10%, like that's...
Get there quicker.
Yeah.
Get there quicker.
Well, it makes me cut back quicker. That's, I mean, 10% on one pint.
I want to really drink. I'm at like 4.7, 4%.
Well, 6 is fine. Like,
if I really, like on a Saturday, I'm going to drink all day. I just day drink.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to drink low, like a really good beer.
And that's.
And I want to recommend this real quick to you. Try it out.
Oh, please don't.
Get
do
you
it.
One day, get a 30 pack of Coors Light. If it's Sunday, get Banquet.
Get a 30-pack and go give it to your neighbor because...
You guys can split it together. It's perfect, dude. I like your thinking. Mm. Anyways, that's what I drink when I like the day drink. The
really?
Good stuff, yeah.
So you've been on this kick, though.
I really? Can't blow my cover, man.
You've got to blow your cover.
I can't
You
do
are
it.
Not picking up Coors Light.
I'm not picking up
you
Coors Light.
You are not picking up Coors Light. You have found another beer that you're going to day drink before Coors Light.
I day drink it last weekend.
And what was it?
Sam Adams... 76.
Yeah.
It's literally perfect.
It's your beer.
It's
you
my
found
beer.
It. You, it has
I literally
replaced.
Found my, yeah.
It has.
And I'm kind of sad because, like, it's been a good running joke.
Yeah. It's been a good joke, but it's over, right?
Episode 86 is over.
86? No, we're at, like, 120
are
something,
we?
Are we? Yeah, no.
Oh, maybe downloading them like I was 100. Looking earlier.
So, it is official.
It's official.
Oh, you just admitted to it, too. I was setting you up, and you admitted.
I'm cutting all that out of the podcast.
Oh, you admitted Coors Light is done. Sam
Whoa!
76 has taken the crown.
It took the crown, but it's not done. It's still my...
It's the side bitch now.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the side, it has gotten replaced.
Yeah, it did. It did.
Woo.
That felt... Oh, I felt
yeah.
good.
Yeah, you good.
I feel better. Right. Thanks,
man. God, we've moved on. The podcast, now a year, year and a half in or so?
Yeah.
Has now taken effect to Mr. Patterson.
I'm going to have to take a break.
He has tried so many different other good beers that the side bitch is now Coors Light. Very happy. Very happy. It's good times here. Sarah, on your episode, this happened.
What happened?
Coors Light got replaced. That was the whole thing.
I did take a break.
How many years
have y'all
had so far,
though? I'm still in my first because I'm starting to get a little dry. Like,
what?
I didn't drink enough water today.
I didn't
drink. I'm fighting a little bit of something. Ryan, anyway, I was visiting my kids this weekend. Ryan has come down with something.
Oh, you got that crap.
We shared toothbrushes because she didn't bring one. And
what a good dad.
Yeah, thanks.
Good job, man.
Because her sister wouldn't share.
Are you kidding me?
So
there's a reason why she doesn't share, and you don't know what it is yet. And that's exactly why you're sick.
And so, yeah, I've been kind of fighting a little bit, and I should be drinking more water today. So, yeah, I mean, there's 10% kind of... I can feel it. Like it's a bit dry.
I'll take your third.
Yeah, because I might switch.
That's strong.
I might switch it. Yeah, 10% is high. It's very high.
It doesn't taste like 10%.
No, it's smooth. You don't taste that.
That's scary.
Yeah,
that's that one night I went out with you and I had Tank 7 for the first time, and I had like 5 or 6.
When we were at
McNally's in South Tulsa. And I had like 6. I was like, this is awesome. And the next day I had the worst hangover ever.
Yeah.
9%.
Well, I kind of was like, hey, bro, like, but you just
went. Nah,
you just went. It was your night out. Like, you.
I hadn't been out in a while, yeah. Probably.
Hey, I'm going to pour you most of this, and then I'll take some.
Oh, perfect.
All right, so, Sarah, tell us a little bit of detail story when we're thinking green. Like, you've got a lot of passions, as we've already kind of gotten into. You're a very passionate person. But as far as being, like, specific environmental concerns with detailing, you know, when did that kind of click? Was that when you went out to pick up trash from the dealership? Or, you know, as you left that dealership and you began to create your own detailing business, what was it that made you go into it the way that you went into it?
Obviously buys larger bulk as opposed to, you know, smaller bottles, which they should. I mean, I guess financially they should. And I started, like, asking, you know, I asked my manager one day, I was like, what do y'all do with these buckets? You know, old boy's not going to refill them with our chemicals. And he was like, well, we just throw them away. And I was like, well, that sucks. And that's not, like, the answer. You know, and I knew that.
I would say 95% of all the dealerships out there, literally, just they get a 5-gallon cube, they use it,
and
they throw it away.
That's crazy.
They do, and again, I mean, I don't know how it is in other places, but locally here, a lot of the facilities won't recycle the 5-gallon buckets due to the size.
Well, no, for here, we can't find anybody either.
That'll
I mean,
it.
We have to throw ours in the landfill. We have no other choice, or in the trash. We and you can ask Ian at Redbeard. We spent long out. We even had a lady that said, yes, we'll take your industrial plastic. We show up with this whole van full and they go, oh no, we don't take industrial plastic. We don't know why they told you that. And then you remember that time that we finally thought we found Safety Clean promotes that they do plastic recycling for industrial plastics. We call them. The salesperson comes out and
I was here and no one else was. And I was
you were showing them the plastic, this and that. We got to the bottom line with him. We were basically going to be paying him to take him to the landfill.
Yeah, literally.
Right.
Like, there's no way of recycling industrial plastics unless chemical companies reuse them. There's just not.
Right. No, yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's when I really started to realize, like, okay, well, I've always been kind of a crafty person, as you can tell from making hookahs and water pipes from, you know, liquor bottles. So I'm like, well, shit, what other things can we do with these? I mean, you can make chairs, you know, like little buckets each. You can, put a little cushion on top, use it as a seat. You can use it for composting. I mean, there's so many things you can use it for. But I knew within the detailing industry, I wanted to make a difference somehow. And I'm still not sure if I'm even on the right track other than just bringing up awareness. But I discovered O&R, I discovered the chemical guys, their rinseless wash that they had. And I just thought that was like the coolest shit ever. I was like, oh my God, this is great. My father is a stormwater resource engineer. So I've always kind of been,
yeah, that's what we were just talking about.
Yeah,
so Instagram cuts you off.
Sorry.
It always cuts off at an hour. So we're just going to, it's an hour. Like, so we just, we hit live again. So just click in, but keep rolling.
Okay. So, you know, that was kind of when, so my father has always been into clean water and storm water and all those things. I wanted to try and figure out how the detailing industry can make a difference for that, obviously, because we use so much water, and then with the chemicals and everything else you add on top of it. I'm trying to figure out how to get back in on this.
Oh, just hop into our live. Just hop into our live and then...
Cool. It's not letting me.
Oh.
Oh, there we go. Request.
Boom!
All right. Send request.
Come on with it.
I started reading on all the forums. You know, a lot of guys and women were opposed to using rinseless wash because you know, the scratches that it, you know, it could leave on the vehicles and the micro marring and this and that. And the way I kind of thought of it eventually at one point was, well, shit, 95% of the cars I'm working on, I'm going to polish anyways. Right? So, you know, it might add a little bit more work for me, but I'd rather add a little bit more work for me than add a little bit more oomph from the environment. You know, and I don't do every car waterless or rinseless. Majority of the time, you know, if I'm not doing waterless or rinseless, I use a garden hose. I almost never bought a pressure washer unless I get, you know, I don't even really do big trucks.
So, DJ, from a waterless conservation, should she use a power washer versus a water hose that's just freely flowing?
Yeah.
I don't have my freely flowing, though.
It's not free flowing.
No, it's not. That turns it on and off.
See how quick she got defensive? She got defensive quick. What?
I did get defensive.
Now she's like, she's leaving it on. You know how much water she's wasting? Horrible.
Anyway, go
how
ahead.
Could you? Look at that sea turtle behind you. He sees you saying this.
Anyway, so you fell in love with waterless. But then what about all the other stuff that you're passionate about? I mean, what brought that in?
I mean, I just, you know.
Just naturally gravitated to it?
Earthquakes in Oklahoma.
God. Where's Paul?
In Oklahoma.
Is
fracking.
Fracking doesn't do anything. Really? Why do we have
You're
more
being negative, Marty.
Why do we have more earthquakes in California?
We have earthquakes in Oklahoma.
More than California.
That's so weird.
I know, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's a real stat.
It's a real stat. Yep.
That just pissed me off.
Google it.
I will right now. Go.
But, you know, I mean, so it just, it got to the point where I said, okay, well, there's got to be something that can be done within our industry, within the automotive industry, and within the design industry, too. I mean, automotive industry is kind of intersect, you know, with Tesla, and I need to go out of the Chevy Bolt, you know, the tiny-ass little hybrid car, gas. You know, so automotive industry is kind of doing its part. BMW, you know, they have their electric cars. But I really wanted to try and make a difference within the detailing industry itself. And like I said, I'm hoping I'm kind of on the right path just to teach, you know, help educate people on, you know, reducing and reusing. Because like you guys were saying earlier, we can't just throw these plastic bottles we have in the recycling bin and just hope for the best. So what are we going to do with those, you know? And these are things that I started really researching, so hopefully I can educate other detailers around the world on what we can do to minimize our footprint. And hopefully within, you know, hopefully within some short time, I can start to really make a difference.
Nice. DJ, what about you? I mean, I kind of stopped you earlier in your story because I was like, whoa, that's later. Like, where did it, I know it was practical for you at first, and you even said, hey, it took me a year or so, but when did it click, and then you've actually not only done just reducing water, you've actually then participated with a program to help find water.
Yeah, so like I said, so we're talking detailing now, I can actually talk.
Yeah, now we're into detailing.
Because all I know is detailing in life, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Really? That's it?
Yeah, I was born. I was out of the womb just...
No, you weren't.
Cleaning...
No. Yeah.
Really bad joke.
Yeah.
So it really clicked for me when I realized that you can actually provide a professional detailing service on someone's vehicle that looks just as good, if not better, than traditional washing, but also not using a crap ton of water. There's no water waste. There's no hazardous chemicals into our waterways. So once that started to click, that what I was actually doing besides just, you know, washing cars with no water, because really, like I said before, I went waterless because all I had was a 99 Ford Contour. I had no way of detailing cars mobily until I found a waterless solution. So using that for quite some time was great because I got to get started. I didn't have a water tank. I didn't have a trailer. I didn't have a big truck. I just had a 1999 Ford Contour. And when Marty introduced me to that process, I got to quit and go do that. So I think it really took like maybe a couple years or so to where I was like, you know what? Like, wow, what am I doing versus them, like statistically? And then went down a huge rabbit trail. And that's when I went really, when I really went green. And it's like, okay, what else can we do in our house? What can we do at the office or anywhere? Like, I was just looking at different ways to be green in the environment after I was, I guess, awakened or whatever. So,
right.
Yeah.
Once
I got woke up, then I was lit. You're like 2 years younger than me though, so I'm like not as hip as you. It is.
Wow. Looky there. Nicely done, Sarah.
You're the homie, you know. Cheers.
Sarah, cheers to Sarah for knowing the birthday. Wow. Hey.
Early, dirty, dirty.
I don't know what I want to do.
Oh, the podcast is almost over. You said you'd tell me by the end of the podcast.
I'm like supposed to go to Dallas, but I kind of don't want to go. I don't know. Anywho. But yeah, that's when I was woke. And ever since then, I just have been trying to make my numbers even better as far as how much we're saving by growing the business. The more business we do, the more water we save.
And that's true.
That is true.
That's true. All right, let's rate this beer. All right, Sarah, you're the guest, so please rate your beer 1 to 5. 1, you will never pick it up again. 5, it's your go-to beer from now on. Like DJ has said, Sam 76 is his go-to
old
from here on out.
76.
Well, so the rate for this beer, Screaming Reels IPA by Saltwater Brewery, I probably gave him like a good 4. I think I messed with this beer. I probably
she messes
sure
with that beer.
More.
Oh, that sounds better.
What are you doing?
You don't know I'm not even a big beer drinker.
So when you get the munchies, would you eat that? The what's that little thing?
No, she already tried it. Remember?
Yes, would you?
Absolutely not.
No, she already tried it. What's your go-to? Like brownies or candy? Or
gummy worms, sour worms, aren't they?
Whoa.
I know it doesn't look like it, but I sure as hell
will. Hey, cheers to our metabolism. Not you, Marty.
Yeah.
Can we make the sound for her on the podcast? There we go.
Yeah.
That wasn't Marty's beer, though.
Hmm. Yeah, my metabolism went south fast. I still don't realize how fat I am until I see pictures. What was it the other day?
I wouldn't call you fat at all.
The other day, though, Trey was looking at a picture.
No, he's not fat.
So 2015, my divorce was final, and I planned a trip to go visit a buddy of mine who lives in China. I was like, hey, listen, this is a monumental event for me. My divorce is being final.
Monumental?
It was. It was 3.5 years long.
Okay, you're right. Go ahead.
Like, it was a long-ass divorce.
Hold on, that was a 3-year divorce?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, and I knew I was going to get my 50-50 time. That's what was the main part of the divorce. She wouldn't give me my 50-50. I knew I would win it. And so I set a trip to go visit my buddy John Brookshire in China.
Hmm.
Like, that was my divorce party, was to go visit him. And there was a picture of me that we were looking through because Trey's going through and putting some more stuff on YouTube. He's trying to help our channel. And he goes, whoa, when was this? I was like, bro, that was like, what, 4 years, 3.5 years, 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago? It was way different than I am now.
No, I remember.
So, yeah, metabolism goes quickly out the window.
But you were working out back then.
That's true.
Let's not call it metabolism 100%.
That's true. I had that injury.
What injury?
Oh, that's why my hip and my back are so bad now.
Because you stopped working out.
Well, right. I mean, but I was on a run with this guy that wanted to do like this circuit training, and I was having to sprint, and like I literally couldn't. I was limping, trying to get to my car. And then I just never really fixed it, and it just, I guess your body just kind of covered, all my muscles basically just froze and covered over that bad part. That's why I'm trying to work all that back out.
I can't laugh at you now.
No. That's why you look down and you see this big blubber.
Whatever justification you want to use, that's totally fine, man.
And maybe it's all the beer?
We do drink a lot of beer.
We drink a lot of beer. That is what it is. All right, DJ. So she gave hers a 4.
I'm going to go with a 3. A solid 3.
Yeah. It was easy to drink. It's easy to drink.
3 to me is right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
3.5 is like, I would drink it again. Nah, if someone...
Yeah,
I don't know. I wouldn't either.
I can't finish it. Like, I switched. I really... that
he switched to Michelob...
Ultra Lime Cactus. Don't hate on it.
And it's
your bottle's right there that you already drank 3/4 of.
And I spilt most of it, so no,
I love Ultra Cactus. We're going to have that on a podcast
but
sometime.
This is
it's
a summer...
one of my favorite beers.
That's a summer beer. You can drink it whenever you... Sarah, you can drink whenever you want because you live in Florida, but here... It's
that's
32
so
degrees. He can set it outside hot and it'll be cold in 10 minutes.
I could drink this all day long.
No joke. 10 minutes.
And coming from that, I was literally almost felt like it was the alcohol was just sucking
like
everything
going
out.
From mud to water?
Yeah, like my head. I was starting to get a headache almost. Like that 10% is just too much.
It doesn't even taste like 10%.
Oh, right. That's what's great about the beer. Like the beer itself, the flavor's great. It's easy to
drink. You're just getting sucked right now.
Very true.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Sarah's blushing.
What? Wow. Whoa, what are you doing?
She is. Look at her.
Oh, she is. She thought.
Good times.
Well,
good times.
Well, we're into the near. We're nearing the end of our podcast.
She thought she was going to be the one that brought it. She sent us all those messages like, "Oh, you ain't ready." Like, uh-huh, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who blushed? Uh-huh.
Well, I'm black, so you can't tell.
That's true.
I was
going to
say it's not fair because he's darker than I am, so you can't tell if he's blushing or not. You know, if he's the white girl's blushing.
He ain't blushing.
I ain't blushing.
All right, so Sarah, when we get towards the end, you know, it's sort of like...
Did you rate your beer or not?
Oh, I didn't. I went into that massively long story about why I didn't like it. But I have to respect it, though, right? The flavor was good.
Oh, God.
I just didn't... It just did... That dryness just got me.
So what do you rate it?
Fuck, I don't know.
You did it again. That's that old age. Like,
I know.
We get it. We want to know the number.
I can't get it.
1 through 5. Just say a number.
I know.
1 through 5, but with no words.
Yeah, we gotta have to take a quick tinkle break, though.
For real. On IG Live, she's about to take a tinkle break.
We have to. So y'all gonna put the phone on for literally like 17 seconds.
Go for it.
I already went once too. By the time you get back, he might have it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Run. Quick.
All right. This commercial break is brought to you by Sarah's Tinkle Break.
It's brought to you by Iron Monk, Payne County Imperial IPA.
That didn't cause the tinkle break. Her beer did.
Oh, what was her beer? We forgot. We need that elevator music.
I so want to do. There's a podcast out right now that he does a lot of like mixers and like a lot of sound effects with it, and they're always spot on. Like I aspire to be that way.
Okay, next. We're progress, right? We got. Now we.
I want
have
a mixer board
now.
Right now, and I'm like, and it just.
Right. Well, you need that on your laptop.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I really bet you there's one.
Oh,
on the laptop
absolutely.
That you could just start chiming stuff.
There is because you hook it to this to that.
Yep. There you go. Dude. And you could literally just, when something happens, ooh, we're about to get fancy up in her.
Okay, someone who knows what the proper one to get, please DM me.
There you go.
If you know of good mixer boards that I can put on here, that would be awesome.
Damn, I'm torn. I'm very torn.
It's been 17 seconds, and she's back, and you still have it. He doesn't have a number.
I'm gonna piggyback.
You can't get on my back.
I did earlier.
Remember,
we talked about
your
that.
Leg. Remember, it's not healed.
Oh, yeah, but I'm really gonna go with a 3 because it's so easy. Like, I like the beer. I was about to dog it because it was so dry and it's too much alcohol, but I was afraid you're gonna call me a pussy, and so I was like, fuck, I can't do that.
When I saw you take a drink of your water is when I thought you were a pussy.
Yeah, I did. I've been drinking this water. It literally did. It started giving me a little bit of headache. It's just too much alcohol. Damn, I really said that? I know,
this
right?
This is by far the longest someone's taken to rate the beer from 1 to 5.
Well, we had to draw it out where it was Tinkle Break.
No. You drew it out way before Tinkle Break.
No, I started that because I knew Sarah had already told me she had to take a Tinkle Break.
She didn't tell. She told me.
She did. You're not on our same wavelength. You're not there yet.
I'm woke. We already talked about
that. Well, yeah, you're woke, but I'm on Tinkle woke. Break status.
Dude.
Yeah.
He was eating pizza.
I had to eat some
There's
pizza.
A box of pizza right over there. So what he no. What he did, he he asked me the question that he knew I would take the longest to answer and went and ate pizza.
Cheers to me.
That was Marty cheersing himself just now with 2 glasses.
So you like that, don't you? Yeah. I got that. All right, so, hey, it's...
We
it's,
should.
It's
we do it every Wednesday.
Oh, and a couple extras. We'll throw in a couple extras here and there.
We should do some extras.
Hey, so...
We should do some extras.
Jeez, it's almost 8 o'clock. All right.
You have a date?
Sarah, so it's the end of podcast.
He's going to rush us off watch.
And, oh, yeah, no, I've got to start messaging. Anyway, if you ever made it to the end of the bar where they're closing things down, they're like, hey, you got to tab out, and you've been, like, you're drunk, sitting there, and you're just chatting with these random people, somebody always asks some weird question or random question. Like, this is our tab out question. You get to ask.
I have questions, Dave, but come on.
Yeah. No, this is, you get to ask to us. Did you not read the itinerary?
I didn't read the itinerary.
She didn't either. Man, I fucking busted that out on a plane.
So, guys, today we're going to learn
so,
how to count the colors on a
that
butterfly.
I did on the plane, like, nailed it, and then, like, nobody fucking read it. Awesome.
He's proud of himself because he busted that itinerary on a plane, and it was
dope. Because we
started
texting, I was like...
I read it once, and it was good, and I was like, kudos to you.
Right.
And that was a short flight, though.
It was. It was from... Jacksonville to Charlotte.
You're like boarding a plane, and then I get another text.
Yeah.
30 minutes later, it was an itinerary.
That's why I was so proud of myself. I fucking nailed it.
Oh my God.
Anyway, you can tab. It's a tab out question. Ask us anything. It can be revolved around literally anything. Or you can go detailing. Yeah. Well, it's up to you. You get to ask the question, and then we are going to, DJ, we are going to really ask people to start chiming in their answers.
Yes.
On the Instagram photo, you know, we always will post Instagram or Facebook. We'll post the photo.
Your question is going to get posted.
And we're going to start asking other people's opinions, too. So you get to ask the question.
This is the first time we've done this, too.
It is.
This is the first time we've done this, so pressure's on.
I get to ask you guys any question?
You get to ask Marty any question, yes.
Oh, Marty.
I'm just a co-host. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. No, I'm kidding.
Shit, I was
not prepared for this. I was prepared for everything else, but not this. That's it. I mean, you're definitely on the spot if you don't read the itinerary.
Yeah, I should.
Dude, fuck.
You can ask anything to anybody.
Just come on with a question. Just tab out a question and just roll.
You can ask.
Just what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Do you sleep with
a stuffed animal? Ooh, it's a great question. I do not. Somebody does.
But listen, it's a live one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, he sleeps with his dog.
No, my wife. She's an animal.
Oh, my
God. Oh, yeah. I went there.
Your dad jokes just went...
I went there.
...out the window.
Sometimes you want to, like...
You just called your wife as stuffed and dead.
No. I said... I started out with...
Stuffed means she's dead.
It's alive. And then you answered it for me. Yeah. Sometimes you want to hold it close. No, she's not. She's going to be embarrassed. Yes, I sleep with one. Not every night, though, because sometimes I just don't want to sleep with it.
We're just... So the answer is no. You don't sleep with a stuffed animal.
It's like,
yes, he means his wife.
I literally do not sleep with a physical stuffed animal. No.
The thing, so as a kid.
Yes.
As a kid, I did.
Right now.
I know. I'm just saying as a kid, I slept with stuffed
animals. Are you still a kid?
No, I still have that stuffed animal.
Do you really?
I do. It's in the garage.
Where?
I'll show it to you next time you come over.
Oh, I'm going to die.
You are.
I'm going to take a picture and post it.
His name is Snuffer. He's kidding. A dog.
You're dead serious.
Oh, I'm dead serious.
You still have it.
I still have it.
You're 40 years old.
You remember who you're talking to. I hoard everything. It's so hard for me to throw stuff away.
I have
my stuffed animal from a kid. You were a kid. And it still wears the shirt, Somebody in Stillwater Loves Me.
Did you wash it since you were 4 years old? Have you washed
four?
It?
Four? I wanted to take it to college. My parents wouldn't let me.
You're dead serious. Have you washed it since then?
I don't know. I stopped using it. Probably.
Sorry, guys. She has a hole in it.
I throw water everywhere.
Somebody's getting after you.
She's thirsty.
Mm-hmm. All right, Sarah, thank you so much. Hey, give us your Instagram handles. Tell us where people can find you.
Hold on. First of all, we want to know if she sleeps with the stuffed animal.
Oh, she's the one that asked the question. She doesn't have to answer it.
What? That's true.
Do I sleep with a stuffed animal if my girlfriend's not around? I sure as hell do.
Ooh.
I got quite a few stuffed animals I sleep with. I got like two octopuses. I got stuffed dogs. I got a little fish.
Hold on, Marty got caught up on the first one he slept with. Hold on. You ready? You good?
I said it wrong.
Marty, are you good, Marty?
I'm good.
We're good.
She likes sleeping with... Okay.
Octopi.
There you go. That
octopi.
Yeah.
Is that it, guys?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know there's some educated people watching this. Tell me what it is.
We're octopi, just mobile detailers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, so... There you go. So, Sarah, what's your social media handles? If anybody wants to follow you, reach out to you, all that kind of good stuff.
Instagram is wonderlust_detdetain.
But, hold on. It's not wonder like WOND.
No.
Spell it out. There you go. Okay, so they'll make the guess. So basically, at the end of this, you're going to send us a selfie.
Yeah.
We're going to take a selfie. We put it together in a collage, and that's how we post the episode on IG and Facebook.
Yeah.
So people need to go on to there and tell us if they sleep with stuffed animals. And then...
I didn't know you guys sleep with stuffed animals. I love that shit.
Yeah, and then they need to guess how many straws are in that bucket. And then we will pick the winner. When do you want to pick? How much time do you want to have?
A few days, man. A day or two.
Well, but we need to set the time.
You know, like a day or two. You know, a couple minutes, days.
You're busting my chops about trying to set an end date?
She just said an end date before you asked the question. She said in a day or two, and I'll post about that.
Okay, so today is Wednesday the 20th.
He's going to set the date for you.
Well, yes, we have to.
You're right, we do.
Yeah.
So when do you want to close the challenge?
DJ, you make decisions.
I will. Midnight on, let's keep it Saturday 11:59 p.m.
7:59.
February the 23rd, Saturday, by midnight.
Okay.
Done.
Post your guest on the Instagram Pints and Polishing page. We'll also send it to you, Sarah, so that people can guess on your page too, and then you and I, like, we can just collaborate and see who got closest. Cool?
Okay,
DJ, what is your social media handle?
You can find me chilling on Instagram at DJ Patterson. That's it.
And? I mean, you said that's it. I'm like, hey, bro, here's the glass. Like,
you asked where they could find me at.
Yeah, where do they find... Are you saying you're never on there?
I'm always on Pints and Polishing Podcast. You can also find us at Pints Polishing Podcast on Instagram. A lot going down over there.
Yeah.
Sometimes, quite a bit.
Hey, this is Marshall. You can find me at the Pints Polishing Podcast IG.
That's all you had to say in the first place, dude.
And then Total Auto Solutions.
Third man on the bus like that.
Well, because you said that's it. I'm like, hey, bro, what about that? Like,
you at the end, you say, where can you find us at? And you can find us at...
You just
find
said that's
at.
The only place. I'm like, bro, like, that's not the only place.
I said, you can
maybe
find
maybe somebody
me
really wants to find you another
out
place.
On
I was
Instagram
kind of giving them
at
the
DJ Patterson.
I really didn't have a whole
if
lot
you want
to
DM
do,
me
like,
and then not have Marty
listeners
see our DMs, then DM me at DJ Patterson. But if you want him to be in the mix, then hit me
Sarah,
up there.
I told you the 10% was a little much.
10%?
Yeah.
Dude, he's been on fire the whole time. I just started scrolling the comments, and he's been on fire the whole time.
Who is that?
He's called you Martle about... Who do you,
oh, that's yeah, Auto Matrix.
Yes. He's called you Martle like 5 times.
Oh, yeah.
To inflatable dolls asking for
yeah.
All right, you guys gotta go follow Auto Matrix on Instagram. A U T O M E T R Y X. Auto Matrix.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Go give him a hard time. Send him DM, slide in his DM pictures of inflatable dolls. and I he conveniently has a picture right now.
Cool. Sarah, thank you so much for your time. This was awesome. We're now at an hour and 30 minute long podcast. So
there's very few long ones, and this is one of them.
This is nicely done, Sarah. Cheers to you. Thank you so much, like I said, for your time. Ooh, really appreciate it. Yeah, that was
dude.
There we go. Oh. Yeah. So hey, hope you make it a great night.
Thank you, guys. You too. Have a good one.
See ya.
See ya.